Well, while Jane and Mr. Race are still in Arizona, Neil, Marge, and Betty are attempting to get sufficient evidence to warrant an official investigation of the real estate deal in which Mr. Race lost his money. They feel sure that Tom Marsh is secretly responsible for Race's loss, but are still unable to prove it. This episode is in two scenes, at Neil's office, and then that evening in the Ace's apartment. First, we go to Neil's office at the newspaper, where we find him greeting Cokie. Listen.
Oh, you're here at last, Cokie. I left a message at your rooming house a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, I know. I got it right away.
Why didn't you get here sooner?
Well, I'd lost my G-Man badge. This one here. The one I got at the dime store.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Cokie.
And you know where I found it at last? On my nightshirt. I forgot I wore it to bed last night.
The nightshirt?
No, the badge. You gotta be prepared night
all right,
and day.
All right, listen, Cokie. Down at this dance hall where you work, I imagine that once in a while you run into some, shady characters.
Sure, all shade.
I mean, it's not in the best part of town, and maybe you run into somebody down there now and then who makes a living by his wit.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I guess you wouldn't. What I'm trying to get at, Cokie, could you put me in touch with a good, honest crook?
What do you mean?
I mean a good all-around crook. Preferably somebody who knows how to open a safe.
Well, maybe. There's lots of guys around there I guess ain't any too honest. Like one I was talking to last night. He seen my G-Man badge, and he says, "You a G-Man? I'm Napoleon." And I knew he wasn't honest then, because he had both hands in his pockets instead of one hand in here like this, and...
Well, look, Cokie, I want you to check up down there and see if you can locate somebody that knows how to open a safe. Not by dynamiting it, either. And then bring him to me.
What for?
Well, if you've got to have everything explained to you, I'll try. You know, I'm trying to prove that Marsh owns that piece of property down by the railroad, the one that Ace lost his money on.
Oh, sure.
I was pretty sure Marsh and Peabody had some connection. And last night, after Peabody left the office, Betty went through the files and found a letter from Peabody to Marsh. Apparently about the very same piece of property that I'm trying to check up on.
She did, huh? She's pretty good, ain't she?
Mm-hmm. Well, from the letter, it looks like Peabody's got the deed in his possession. And the chances are that if he has, it's in a safe in his office. Now, do you see what I'm driving at?
No.
I want somebody to open that safe and get the deed.
But, gee, that ain't honest.
Honest? Say, was Marsh thinking about being honest when he got Ace into that deal and made him lose all his money?
Well, now, let me think. No, I guess not.
You see, Cokie, if I can get that deed and prove that the property belongs to Marsh, we got all the evidence we need. There'll be an investigation. It'll be proven that Marsh, as a city alderman, was trying to make the city buy his own land for that building project, and the chances are 10 to 1 that Ace will get back the money that he lost on the deal.
Gee, I sure hope
so. All right, then. Now, I want somebody to get into that safe at Peabody's office and see if he can find the deed. And you're the guy to help me find somebody. Maybe it isn't honest, as you say, but it's the only way I can see to swing it. Now, how about it?
Well, I'll look around. I got one guy in mind, kinda, that might be able to do it.
All right, now you get hold of him and bring him out to the Ace's apartment tonight.
Okay, Neil, I'll bring somebody.
And be sure he knows how to open a safe.
Sometimes I wish we hadn't gotten into this, Neil. After all, opening somebody's safe is a serious thing.
Yes, but you have to fight fire with fire, Maude.
Yeah, you're right, Betty. Peabody's a crook, and it takes a crook to catch him.
But taking something out of a safe, I don't know.
I can have a photostatic copy made of the deed, for that matter, and put it back again. Peabody won't even need to know that it's been touched. Until the investigation breaks, of course.
Well, I still wish there were some other way of doing it, though.
Who is this man Cokie's going to bring, Neil?
I don't know. He said he had somebody in mind. Hope he gets here soon.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got a letter from Jane today.
Oh, did you? How'd you like Arizona?
Well, wait till I read it to you. It's right here. Wait a second.
I suppose Ace is wondering why he doesn't hear from us, but I can't write him anything of what we're doing until I have something more definite.
Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Dear Marge, Betty, eccentric, eccentric.
Eccentric.
If this letter arrives late, it's because I've had to go a long ways to mail it. A 3-hour ride to the post office on my old Mustang. She means Mustang, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess.
Ace wrote she was learning to ride. Let me see. On my old Mustang. Yeah. Oh, yes, here we are. There are so many things I want to write you about, I don't know where to start, so I will be brief.
Mm.
I haven't too much time anyway, because we're going out again on another trip to see the scenery pretty soon. That's all we do, is look at the scenery. And you can't see much of it because there's so many mountains around.
Here's a complaint for you.
But listen to this.
Jane ain't complaint.
And we also have a lot of shopping to do in town. We go shopping in town once every week, and I mustn't forget today to get what I forgot last week. I feel so silly without one, especially living out here among the cowboys.
Well, what is it he wants to get?
No, wait, this will kill you.
Go ahead.
I wanted to get a dog last week, but he wouldn't let me.
A dog?
I tried to explain to him about that old song where it says you have to get a long little doggy. But I couldn't find one that looked like it. But my mind's made up now, and I'm going to buy one if it's the last thing I do. I even spent all week thinking up a name for him, Fido.
It took her a week to think that happened.
Now, here's a serious thought. New paragraph.
Yeah.
I sure miss you all and wonder how you're all getting along with the meals and everything. I guess you miss my cooking. And even if it was hard work cooking for all of you, I'd rather be home on the range. Well, I gotta go now. Yours till I go home away from the cows. Jane.
Home on the range. Well, Jane always was pretty much of a homebody.
Yes, and she always got so much pleasure out of our house.
Indeed, Mama.
Say, won't it be grand if we can get Ace's money back and they can have their own home again?
I should say, we've simply got to get the evidence on that, Mr. Marsh.
Well, if we can just get that deed. Maybe this is Cokie with our safe cracker now. You better let me go to the door, Marge.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Cokie. We've been wondering what was holding you up.
Well, Humphrey here kind of wanted to back out. I had to coax him. Come on in, Humphrey.
So this is the
man you got?
His name's Humphrey. Humphrey, say hello to Marge Hale.
Hello.
And this is Betty Taylor. Say hello to her, Humphrey. This here is Neil Williams. Say hello, Humphrey.
Never mind. You're sure that this is the man I wanted, Cokie?
Well, he's the best I could get on such short notice. If you don't want him, I could take him back and exchange him.
Wait a minute. Let's talk to him anyway. Won't you sit down, Humphrey?
And let me have your hat.
I'll hang on to it.
It'll be perfectly safe.
He don't trust people much. He's had a very hard life, Humphrey has. Ain't you, Humphrey?
I have.
Well, we're sorry about that, of course. But what I want to know is, can he handle this job?
Oh, sure.
He can open a safe thing.
Sure. You don't need to look at him that way, Betty. He won't hurt you.
I find him distinctly repellent and utterly distasteful.
She talks pretty. Don't she, Humphrey?
If Humphrey doesn't mind my saying this, he doesn't look like I expected a professional safecracker to look.
Well, he ain't a professional anymore.
Oh, just an amateur, huh?
No, he's reformed. See, he used to do it for a living, right along. Didn't you, Humphrey? Then he quit it. Because he found out it wasn't honest.
Oh, he finally found out. How long did it take him to find out?
How long did it take you to find out, Humphrey?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, I was 15, but I got 5 off for good behavior.
So Humphrey ain't opened a safe since.
No. But he still can.
Oh, yeah, he still can. Can't you, Humphrey?
I still can.
Look, Humphrey, I'll tell you what we want.
Go on.
This is a perfectly legitimate job, in a way. Listen to me.
Yeah.
All I want to do is to get a safe open, take a picture of a deed that's in it, and then put the deed back again. Can you do that, do you think?
Sure, I can put it back again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, can you open the safe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he seems confident enough.
Oh, yeah. You understand, Humphrey, there's no theft at all connected with it. No money's involved.
No money?
Of course, we'll pay you liberally. Say, $10. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Or if you want more, I can go as high as 15.
Yeah.
How about 5?
Yeah, there's no.
When do you want to do the job? Tonight?
Humphrey's ready any time, ain't you, Humphrey?
I'm ready any time. As soon as I eat.
You've got to eat before you work? Is that from habit?
No, that's from hunger.
Well, you do look sort of hungry at that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we can find something for you to eat, I'm sure.
Sure, we can't have you going hungry.
Okay, take him out in the kitchen and find him a bite to eat, will you? There's the meat for sandwiches. You find it in the icebox.
Sure. Come on, Humphrey, right out this way.
Yeah.
We'll find something for you to eat.
Well, I must say, that's the most abhorrent specimen of humanity I ever saw.
He isn't much for looks, I'll admit, but maybe he'll serve our purpose.
Oh, I don't feel right about it, Neil. I'd rather try to get the deed some other way than hiring a criminal to open a safe.
Truthfully, I would too, but there doesn't seem to be any other way out.
If we must hire a safecracker, can't we hire a more refined one?
Now, there's a thought. What we need is a gentlemanly crook.
But he's so uncouth. He's like a gorilla. I don't feel safe with him around.
No, he's as harmless as a fly. And don't worry, with Cokie and me here...
I left Humphrey out in the kitchen. He's going to make himself some sandwiches.
Well, where'd you ever find him, Cokie?
Oh, he kind of hangs around the dance hall. Sometimes he works as a sparring partner.
At the dance hall?
No, for boxers.
Oh, that's probably why he's a little, shall we say, slug nutty.
Yeah, he is kind of that way. From being hit on the head so much. But he still can open a safe good.
Well, regardless, I don't think we ought to let him do it.
And I don't either.
And besides, he's taking quite a chance. If he were caught at it, he might implicate us, and then we'd be in trouble.
And anyway, I don't think he can open a safe.
Oh, sure he can. He told me.
He certainly doesn't look like it to me.
Well, I don't doubt that he can open a safe, but I don't feel right about having him do it.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's Humphrey.
What's the matter, Humphrey? You ain't through eating yet, are you?
No.
Well, then what's wrong?
Will somebody help me open this can of sardines?
I told you he couldn't open a safe.
Oh,
it looks like you
Well, it looks as if our friends will have to take another try at getting the evidence on Mr. Marsh. Just what their next attempt at securing evidence will be, we'll learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.